Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Campanis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dave Moorhead. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead takes first base on ball four. Campanis moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball four. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball towards right. Keough catches it and throws to first to double up Bradford. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foy hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Horlan moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Horlan moves to third. May moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0-for-1 in the game. Campanis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horland strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keough for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 2 in the game. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bradford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Jim Campanis. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick now catching. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. May strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Spriggs pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Drago now pitching. George Spriggs now playing center field. Ken Berry pinch hits for Pete Ward. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive towards the mound. Drago catches it and throws to first to double up Berry. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hopkins moves to third. Josephson moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 3 in the game. Fiore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.